You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a degree in nuclear physics and an enthusiasm for the music popular when my parents would join along with Bert the Turtle and sing Duck and Cover.
Was a turtle by the name of Bert, and Bert the turtle was very alert. When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He ducked and cover, ducked and cover.
He did what we all must learn to do.
You and you
and you
and you.
Its mystery began to unravel with John Dalton's tiny 1805 theory, and turned curious when Henry Becquerel's 1896 observations of a unique ore prompted colleague Madame Curie to christen its odd properties. J.J. Thomson delved further into Dalton's theory and posited a simple model to which a Swiss patent clerk made a mind-bending leap in logic with a mass-energy equivalence formula that pointed to an inconceivable power within the model. As Ernest Rutherford, Niels Bohr, and James Chadwick finalized Thomson's model, Leo Szilard fell under the spell of author H.G. Wells and began to see the possibility of harnessing its power. Enrico Fermi would bring that power to life, while J. Robert Oppenheimer brought it to death. On the Rockin' Rhythm Review, slip on your lead underwear, put on your welding goggles, grab your Geiger counters, and head for the fallout shelters as we get atomic. With Warren Smith, the Golden Gate Quartet, Bill Haley and his Comets, Chris Cerf, Slim Gaylord, Sheldon Allman, H-Bomb Ferguson, and Arthur Big Boy Crudup.
The equation E is equal mc square, in which energy is part equal to mass multiplied with the square of the velocity of light, showed that very small amount of mass may be converted into a very large amount of energy.
August 6, 1945, a simple yet never-before-tested uranium atomic bomb exploded over Hiroshima. 3 days later, a complex plutonium bomb detonated over Nagasaki, identical to the first nuclear device, Trinity, exploded in the desert of New Mexico. In December, as the two former urban centers in Japan still glowed, the vocalese virtuoso with the freakishly large hands, Boo Lee, a.k.a. Slim Gaylord, cut this atomic alcoholic allegory for the aptly titled Atomic label, Atomic Cocktail.
Get the drink that you don't pour. Now when you take one sip, you won't need any more. You're small as a beetle, or big as a wheel. Atomic Cocktail. Falls a splice all around the place. When you see it coming, just grab your suitcase. It'll send you through the skies like air mail. Boom, atomic cocktail. You push a button, turn the dial. Your work is done for miles and miles. When it hits, it's bound to shake, because you feel just like an earthquake. That's the drink that you don't pour. When you take one sip, you won't need any more. You're small as a beetle, or big as a whale. Boom, atomic cocktail. Thank you. push a button, turn a dial. Your work is done for miles and miles. When it hits, bound to shake, for it feels like an earthquake. That's the drink that you don't pour. Now when you take one sip, you won't need any more. If you're small as a beetle or big as a whale, atomic cocktail.
Know what COLORAD means? It stands for Control of Electromagnetic Radiation. Sounds pretty complicated if you're not an electronic engineer, and yet all you have to do is dial your AM radio to 640 or 1240 in the event of an enemy air attack.
Remarkably, it was the A side to Rock Around the Clock. Perhaps the A was for atomic, but not originally so. Dickie Thompson's Risque Pimp Fantasy tune was reworked in 1954 by Decca producer Milt Gabler into an atomic sex idol for Bill Haley. Adding to the peculiar qualities of the song, it may also be the first song about anyone surviving a nuclear war while enjoying its aftermath. 13 Women.
I am not an atomic playboy, as one of my critics labeled me.
Last night I was dreaming, dreamed about the H-bomb. Well, the bomber went off and I was caught. I was the only man on the ground. There was 13 women and only one man in town. 13 women and only one man in town. And as funny as it may be, the one and only man in town is me. With 13 women and me, the only man around. I had two gals every morning, seeing that I was well fed. And believe you me, one sweetened my tea, while another one buttered my bread. Two gals gave me my money, two gals made me my clothes. And another sweet thing bought me a diamond ring, about 40 carats, I suppose. Well, 13 women and only one man in town. There was 13 women and only one man in town. It was something I can't forget, because I think of those 13 women, yeah. Well, 13 women and only one man around. Boy, they sure were alive and packed. I thought I was in heaven, and all of these angels were mine. But I woke up and I ended the dream, 'cause I had to get to work on time. Well, 13 women and only one man in town. There was 13 women and only one man in town. No, I can't tell you where I've been, 'cause I kinda think that someday I'll go back again to those 13 women and me, the only man around. Well, 13 women and me, the only man around. Well, 13 women and me, the only man around.
Martin Klaproth discovered uranium in 1789. A century later, Henri Becquerel found it was radioactive, and 50 years later, Arthur Dempster discovered its isotope, 235, which fueled the Hiroshima bomb. But since it required thousands of kilograms of naturally occurring uranium to derive tens of kilograms of the isotope needed for a bomb, this led to the fad of uranium prospecting, duly noted by Warren Smith's 1958 Uranium Rock.
Every day and not getting much pay. I got a big Geiger counter, it's a pretty good rig. And the needle starts clicking, that's where I'm gonna dig. Money, money, honey, the kind you fold. Money, money, honey, rock and roll. Rig it in, bait it up like hay. Have a rocking good time and throw it all away. Well, don't you see me now in my long Cadillac? Engines in the middle, spare wheel on the back. Man, don't you know I'll be hard to stop when I find that big uranium rock. Money, money, honey, the kind you fold. Money, money, honey, rock and roll. Rig it in, bait it up like hay. Have a rocking good time, throw it all away. Yes, that's me in my long Cadillac. They're heading down the road and I ain't coming back. Ain't no red light gonna make me stop. But I found that big uranium rock. Money, money, honey, the kind you fold. Money, money, honey, rock and roll. Rake it in, bait it up like hay. Have a rocking good time, throw it all away.
Well, as I was saying, I wouldn't worry nearly as much about the atom bomb if it were to kill you right out. What scares me is that awful gas that deforms you.
Yeah. That would be bad.
Yeah.
Radioactivity was inadvertently discovered by Henri Becquerel in 1896 and later given its moniker by Madame Curie. Although Nikola Tesla first observed the harmful effects of radiation after burning himself with newly discovered X-rays, it would be until 1927 before Hermann Muller made the connection to genetic and physiological damage. What did this have to do with George of the Jungle lyricist Sheldon Allman? Well, this hot little number from 1960, Radioactive Mama.
Radioactive Mama, hold me tight. Radioactive mama, treat me right. Radioactive mama, we'll reach critical mass tonight. Well, when we get together, clear away the crowd. There won't be nothing left except a mushroom-shaped cloud. Radioactive mama, treat me right. Radioactive mama, we'll reach critical mass tonight. Well, your kisses do things to me in oh so many ways. I feel them going through me, all those gamma-gamma rays. Radioactive mama, treat me right. Radioactive mama, we'll reach critical mass tonight. I kissed you, baby, that evening in the park. I lost my hair and eyebrows and my teeth shine in the dark. Radioactive mama, treat me right. Radioactive mama, we'll reach critical mass tonight.
When a nuclear bomb or missile explodes near the ground, great quantities of earth and debris are sucked up into the fireball and carried by the prevailing winds before falling back to earth. This material is radioactive fallout. The particles look like grains of salt or sand. Fallout gives off invisible gamma rays like X-rays, and heavy exposure to it can cause serious radiation sickness, even death. If a person receives a small or medium dose of radiation, his body will repair itself and he will get well. Usually, the effects of radiation from fallout are more severe in very young and very old persons and those not in good health. Radiation sickness is not contagious. The most dangerous period is the first 24 hours after fallout arrives, but you might have to use fallout shelter up to 2 weeks.
In 1954, detonation of the codenamed Castle Bravo device created the U.S.'s largest radiological contamination event, in which unforeseen wind patterns and design miscalculations contributed to human poisonings and death. This likely prompted a chain reaction of residential fallout shelter purchases, peaking in 1961, when satirist Chris Cerf cut his ode to fallout with "My Fallout Philly with the Atomic Kiss."
I fall into a daze, 'cause she's my fallout filler with a tongue kiss, yeah. So we'll hold up together in the shelter of eternal bliss. Well, I wouldn't say my baby's exactly popular with the crowd, 'cause when she opens her mouth to speak, out comes a mushroom cloud. But she's my fallout filler with a tongue kiss.
In 1952, the U.S. detonated the first thermonuclear device, codenamed Ivy Mike. At nearly 1,000 times more powerful than prior fission, atom-splitting, bombs, the Edward Teller and Stanislaw Ulam design created fusion of hydrogen isotopes, hence the name H-bomb, by using a primary fission bomb. Well, it is complex. President Truman first announced the H-bomb program 2 years prior, but explosive baritone Robert Ferguson took only 1 year to begin calling himself H-Bomb Ferguson, with his eponymic, Rock H-Bomb Rock.
Rock H-Bomb.
One more time.
Rock,
gonna rock you out your mind.
Rock,
every
H-bomb,
single
rock.
Day.
Rock,
all my
H-bomb,
baby want to see his daddy.
Rock,
get
rock.
This kid rocking, baby.
Rock.
Thank you. Listen and learn through civil defense. This is Johnny Cash. I'd like all of you to remember that America can withstand enemy attack if we support the emergency plans of our community and learn to help ourselves. Make sure you're prepared.
With the atomic age upon us and a Cold War afoot after World War II, Arthur Big Boy Crudup captured the sentiments many Americans were beginning to feel with talk of H-bombs, fallout, radiation sickness, and Armageddon. With 1951's I'm gonna dig myself a hole.
I might dig myself a hole, move my baby down in the ground. I might dig myself a hole, move my baby down.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and William Lawrence. Be sure to send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com.
Now I am become Death, the destroyer of worlds. I suppose we all thought that one way or another.
One of the earliest songs touting the misuse of atomic power came from an unlikely source, gospel vocal group the Golden Gate Quartet. Post-World War II, the quartet graced the secular by appearing in Hollywood films and cutting political morality tunes, like 1947's Adam and Evil.
Now, brothers and sisters, I'm troubled to say, Brother Adam,
listen.
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 Boom, 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 boom.
This is a story of Adam and evil. The courtship is causing a great upheaval. Now Adam was a sweet, young, innocent thing until the night that Miss Evil took him under her wing. Now Adam was an honest, hard-working man. He wanted to help out the human clan. But Evil got him drunk on prejudice and hate, and she taught him how to gamble with humanity's fate.
So true.
I'm talking about Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve. If you don't break up that romance soon,
we'll all fall down and go. Boom, boom, boom.
Now, if evil gets Adam, it'll be such a shame, because a plenty of big shots are playing that dame. Now his sleep will be trouble and his life will be cursed. Lord, if Adam plays with evil Jack, he won't be the first.
So true.
I'm talking about Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve. If you don't break up that romance soon,
it'll all fall down and go boom, 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 boom.
Now Adam is a youngster and pretty hard to handle, but we'd better step in and stop that scandal. Because if Adam and Evil should ever be wed, Lord, then darn there, all of us are going to be dead.
So true.
I'm talking about Adam and Evil. Adam and Evil. You don't break up that romance soon,
we'll all fall down and go boom, 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 boom.
Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve. If you don't break up that romance soon,
we'll all fall down and go boom, 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 boom.
We're sitting on the edge.